welcome to a bonus episode of the Encourage Podcast. We love sharing new books with you, and today, Encourage Community Manager Becky Keefe talks with one of our favorite authors. Listen as they have a conversation that's sure to encourage your heart, and learn more about a book we love. Hello, Encourage! Welcome to another episode of Books We Love here on the Encourage Podcast. And today's episode it's for all of us, but it's especially for us mamas. So if you are a mom, or if you know a mom, or if you have a mom, which is everyone, then I know that you are going to be really encouraged by today's guest. Today we have back with us a dear friend of Encourage and Dayspring, Melissa Horvath, who is the owner and founder of Sweetwater Decor, which I, Melissa, love your products, your candles, your journals. You just do such good work. So welcome back to the Encourage Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Becky. Glad to be here.
So Melissa, today we're going to be talking about your new devotional. It is called You Are Made for This, Devotions to Uplift and Encourage Busy Moms. And that is me. I am a busy mom. I have three boys. They're getting a little older now. My boys are 11, 13, and 15, but I definitely wear the title of busy moms. And so I know that whether we have littles or bigs, that we need that constant encouragement. So tell us a little bit about like, what does motherhood look like right now for you?
Yeah. So I'm on the littler side of it, right? So I have a 7-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl, and an almost 2-year-old little boy. So I am in the thick of it, literally in the thick of it, so busy. And as you mentioned, owning a business and just, you know, diving into motherhood, I just felt like it is time for devotion for moms and to have a devotional that is just for them. And especially when you're in this little season, but then also as your kids grow, to just really be encouraging and lean on the Lord, no matter what you're going through and what stage of motherhood that you are in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I love the title. You Are Made for This. Why that title? Why do you think that's like the core message that moms really need to hear?
I think when you're like literally, whether you're in the thick of it or, you know, you've been launching your kids right out of, you know, the home and ready for it to be on their own, I feel like God has equipped each and every one of us on this journey of motherhood to be the mother for that child that you have or children that you have. And I just want to throw it out there too, is no matter how that has come to be, right? Because some of us are mamas, but we are not actual mamas to the children. Sometimes we're, you know, like the neighborhood mom, right? Or, you know, if you adopted your child, or if your child, you know, came naturally, no matter how that came to be, God has uniquely placed you to be that child's mom and to be that light in their life and really, you know, lead them to the Lord. And He has equipped you and He will equip you throughout this journey of motherhood. And I just really want to be that encourager to let everyone know that they are made to be a mama. If you have a mama or a mama figure, no matter what, you are made and equipped to be the mom.
Yeah. Yeah. That really resonates with me. And I appreciate you saying that, Melissa, because I think it is important for women to hear, like, no matter where you are on your, you know, motherhood journey. And even as you were saying that, Melissa, I thought about, there's this sweet, dear woman at my church, and she is a single woman. She doesn't have, you know, a husband or biological children, but she has been serving in children's ministry for years. My kids are now teens, and since they were little, and I believe that she's a spiritual mom to the 3 and 4-year-olds at our church. And she shows up and she loves them and cares for them and has been equipped, like you're saying, to nurture them. And I know it's not easy, right? It's not easy dealing with different personalities and struggles and meltdowns and all of that. But I think that day by day that God wants to and can and is so willing to give us His wisdom, His patience, His strength. Yes. And is there any mama out there who doesn't need more patience?
Amen. Right?
Where in your motherhood, Melissa, I'd love to hear, like, how have you learned to rely on the Lord, or where have you been desperate for his strength or his grace? And maybe, how has God really entered into your motherhood with you in the midst of those struggles?
I think it really started in that time of just becoming a mom. I still remember looking at the pregnancy test saying, okay, wow, all right, we are going for it. This is happening. We always knew we wanted kids. Like, as soon as we got married, we're like, we're going to try. We're going to do this. And it took a little bit, but okay, it happened. And I think throughout that journey of just realizing that, you know, I'm going to be raising a little one, and just, you know, all the anxieties, all the, you know, happiness and everything that kind of surrounds it. And I remember, so I had preeclampsia with my first little one. So he was also breached. So I had to have him C-section. So again, I always say, no matter how that came to be, right, God is always with you. And I feel like he just had this peace come over me. And I was praying just that everything would go okay and that he would be safe. And he was in the NICU for 9 days afterwards, but really just relying on that God's strength to know, like, even though I just became a mom physically, I guess at that moment, I was a mama in when he was in utero, but, you know, when he's physically came out, and just to be like, wow, you know, God just really just surrounded me with peace and just knowing that, like, he's got this and that everything will be okay. And I think that's really what started my motherhood journey, obviously, you know, and with the Lord, just relying on him throughout every pregnancy and throughout all the little and big moments with my kids. But yeah, that's really, really where it just, like, really first started. And I just really needed that peace and just that reliance. And, you know, and he let me know that I was made for this struggle that we're going to go through, for having a C-section, having preeclampsia. And even my other pregnancies were never perfect, right? But it came to be how the Lord needed it to be.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing that I've learned through motherhood is that God is with us, in those joys. Like, it's amazing to become, you know, that mom, or we think about, like, those milestone moments with our kids when they accomplish something that they've worked hard for, or they take those first steps or whatever it is. And he's equally with us when things are hard, and knowing Jesus does not equal easy life, right?
Right.
You know, yeah. We are not, Jesus says himself, like, in this world, you will have trouble, like, mm-hmm. and trouble comes in all kinds of ways. I mean, I know that, I think about, yes, there's moms listening whose kids are dealing with, really challenging diagnoses, whether that's, you know, physical or with a learning disability, or, you know, something that it doesn't feel like maybe there's even a light at the end of the tunnel. So speak to that mom who, mm-hmm. you know, maybe is feeling like, well, it's not going to get better, or I really, really feel ill-equipped for, I never expected to be the mom of a special needs child, or I never expected to be a single mom. Like, the things that don't have, like, an easy fix, how do we know in those moments that we are made for this?
I think that God doesn't want us to be alone, right? So mm-hmm. first off, community is a mm-hmm. big thing. Finding other moms that have already gone through it is amazing. So God calls us to have community. So that's number one. And number two is really just relying on that God's strength and knowing that we can't do it on our own, that we really need him and we need Jesus and we need that strength that we can only get through them, right? So prayer and just being able to know that it may not be a easy road to go down, but just to rely on your faith. And I think that's why we need to read in the Bible, be reading devotions, is really to just grow those faith roots. So if you think of, like, a tree, and you think about the roots of a tree, that no matter what storms come by, that you as the tree will stay grounded and rooted and knowing that in your faith that God has equipped you and he has put you where you need to be. It may not be where we want to be, right? But it is where he has called us to be and where he has a purpose for our lives to be in. And mamas just out there, know that God has a purpose for your child and a purpose for you no matter what. And sometimes it's so hard to see whenever you are in that moment or in those struggles. But I just want to let you know out there that no matter, you know, you may have had this beautiful, different picture for your life, but guess what, mama? Your life is beautiful. And I just want you to just know that no matter where you are in your journey of motherhood, is that just look to the Lord and just call upon him whenever you are having those hard times and praise him for the good times too, right? And sometimes we just have to sing in the storm. And just to know, mama, that you are made for this and you are made for everything that he has brought you through and brought you to. So I just want to send out such encouragement to all the moms out there to know that God is in your corner, even when you feel like you are alone. And I even talk here like crying in the shower, right? Or like just stuffing down all the chocolate because it is such a stressful time, right? But we just have to just be so thankful that we were called to be a mom, right? Because not everyone gets that opportunity, but wow, what an amazing opportunity that the Lord has presented to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that picture that you're describing of our roots, you know, going down into the Lord. And that can happen through absolutely like being in his word and through worshiping and through praying. And it reminded me, I love, you know, scripture speaks directly to that. In Colossians 2:6-7, it says, "So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, let your roots grow down deep into him and let your life be built upon him. Then your strength will go strong, then your faith will go strong in the truth you've been taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." And we need that. Like I mean, whether you're a mom or not, like we need our faith to grow strong and that our roots to grow down and grow down into the Lord because, gosh, like the winds will whip and the storms will come, but how do we not fall flat on our faces? Because our roots are in God. And we know that, like you just said, Melissa, like that he is with us. Like, if I could think of like one thing that I love about Jesus and that I need in Jesus, it is his relentless presence, right?
Yes. Yes. And I think that that's where, you know, true faith, you know, there's religion, right? But then there's faith and just having that faith in the Lord, like no matter what you're going through. And I always talk about the peaks and the valleys. And, you know, whenever you get to see you are made for this, what are you going to see on the front here? You are going to see the peaks and the valleys. You're going to see the mountains and the valleys. And, you know, and that's such a good reminder that motherhood is not always going to be this just, you know, beautiful picture of what you see on Pinterest or Instagram. Like, oh, motherhood's just wonderful. No, we go through struggles, you know, but we also go through triumphs too. We have such an amazing up and down, up and down. And that is life, right? Just because you're a Christian does not mean that you're going to live this cushy life and the Lord is going to give you every single thing that your heart desires. We should be placing what our needs and our thoughts and what we desire for what the Lord desires for us. And I think that's something just to really stick, with all of us moms is just to know that even as we're praying for our children and as we're going through this journey of motherhood, to just be in the presence of the Lord and just ask him for what he wants for us and for our hearts to be aligned with what he wants versus what we want. Because a lot of times we want something completely different. Maybe we wanted our kid to go to this college, but they chose this college instead. Or maybe we wanted our child to get an A. Well, they got a B, you know, but we have to just, you know, reground, recenter ourselves as mamas you know, as being a Christian woman, of just knowing that God knows so much more than we do. And we just have to be obedient and just be okay and just sit in that peace of that whenever you are just struggling with what's going on, what's going to happen next, and just know that he's got this.
Right. Yeah. And when you were saying that, it reminded me of, oh my gosh. Mike, I'm marking this. My mind just went totally blank.
No, you're good.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just had this like picture in my head and then it was gone. I can't even believe it. This is real life, Melissa.
It is. It is.
And I don't even have littles anymore. Like, I don't even have like an excuse for like,
well, you're talking about.
Oh, I know. I got it.
Okay.
What you're saying, Melissa, just reminded me too of how important it is to release our expectations of what yes. motherhood will look like, and how, what you're saying about like asking God, like align our desires mm-hmm. with yours. I think part of that comes too in saying, God, would you help me see myself and help me see my kids the way that you see us?
Yes.
Yes. Because like, for example, one of my expectations in motherhood was, that my kids would be like me and love to read and love school and like thrive and like all things like academics. And like, I'm a writer, like, and I love to read. And yet I have these three boys who do not love to write. They do not love to read. Like, it is an absolute chore for them. And I can at times feel like discouraged, like, what did I do wrong? Or like, you know, why are they like this? And I often feel that the Lord encouraged me, like, Becky, like, don't focus on like what they are not or what they're not doing or how they're not wired, and ask me to show you like how I have uniquely designed and gifted them. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think he does the same thing with us. Like, we can think like, oh, I remember when my kids were little, I struggled with the fact that like, I didn't feel like a super like crafty mom. Like, I would go to these like moms groups and, you know, moms would talk about, you know, all of, you know, how they have their kids' artwork hung up and like all just different things. I'm like, I don't own glitter. I don't own pipe cleaners. Like, I mean, I send my kids out in the backyard and they like dig in dirt and stuff. But the Lord over time showed me like, no, like, he knows what my kids need. Like, one, he fills in the gaps because we are going to lack, right? We are going to fall short, and he fills in our gaps. But also, like, we can trust that like how he's designed us is on purpose, for purpose, and that carries into our motherhood, and same with our kids. And when we feel like maybe we're not a match with our kids, like, I thought you were going to be like this and this doesn't feel compatible with how I'm wired, that we can trust it. Like, there's a purpose in that too, right?
Yes.
And that God is like refining us as mm-hmm. as moms, and just even as his daughters, like through our kids and those rough edges that bump up against each other. Have you experienced that in your motherhood, Melissa?
Yeah, it's so funny that we talked about this a little bit in the book too. It's just like every child is different, right? Mm-hmm. Every kid is different. And you have three, I have three. They're all different, right? And it's just so amazing. You know, it's kind of cool. Like you were saying, if you could find something within your child that's a little bit like you or a little bit like your husband, right? But isn't it just so wonderful whenever they're just so like different from us? It's like, wow, there's a part of me that lives inside of you, but you're completely uh-huh. different. I never knew that, you know? I'll tell a little story. My son, is almost two. And since he could learn how to walk, since he was around one, all he wanted to do was golf. Like, literally, he will pick up any ball. And on Christmas morning, he picked up like a stick and just could find like a little ball and just hitting it. Like, it's amazing. Like, he just wants to golf all the time. We're like, wow, he's going to be maybe a pro golfer someday, because he's at two and just really loving it. But even this morning, I was taking him to school, and literally he calls a go-go for golf, and he would not put down his club and his ball. So he held it the entire time to go to school. I said, okay, now we got to put this down. But, you know, to that, bring it back into the point of like, wow, like, it's amazing, like, what God has each of us love. And mm-hmm. even in my other devotion, You Got This, I really talk about everyone, you know, your purpose in life, and how even whenever we're young, God has made us to love certain things. And that can kind of bring us to what we're supposed to do for our journey of our lives, whether it's our work or motherhood. But it's just amazing that he has made everyone just so unique. And wouldn't it be boring, though, if everyone was the same, right? So if you had a bunch of little yous, a bunch of little me's out there, it's so wonderful that like God like creates such unique individuals.
Yeah. Oh, I love that perspective. One question I love asking authors, Melissa, is, what did you learn about God through the writing of this book?
That is such a really good question. I think for this devotion, I think it's just relying on him and that he has a plan for my children.
Mm.
Right. Even like if we, you know, even talking to older moms and stuff like that too, it's like maybe things didn't pan out how they wished it would pan out for their children. You know, like I was saying, where like would go to school or what jobs they would have. But the thing is just to rely on God, and God is there with them throughout their journey too. Even, you know, their faith journey, their school journey, their life journey, and just to really raise them up to just rely on the Lord and know that the Lord has a plan for them. And one thing I wrote a little bit about in two in the devotion is like, or in the devotional, is really just, we may have these certain plans for our lives, but God has such a bigger plan for it. And we just have to realize that God does have a plan for each one of our children. And yeah, they will go through trials. Yes, they will go through tribulations. And yes, they will have amazing times, but just know that it's all part of God's plan. And we just have to be obedient in that and just be rejoicing that, wow, God has our, this little one or maybe this big one, in the world for an amazing purpose and many purposes. So just to be, enjoy the ride and just try not to just take things so seriously, you know, in life. And I need to do this myself. So that's why I'm really saying it. You do too, but to really relax in motherhood, it's really hard, right? But you can't, but just to be, you know, your child's biggest cheerleader and just, you know, really bring them to the Lord to know that whenever they're launched, right? And as they're going through high school, and just to know, like, as things happen in their lives, just to rely back on the Lord and know that everything is happening for a reason.
A good word. Friends, again, we've been talking with Melissa Horvath about her brand new book from our friends at Dayspring. It's called You Are Made for This: Devotions to Uplift and Encourage Busy Moms. It's available now, of course, on dayspring.com, as well as Amazon, I'm sure, wherever books are sold. So this would make a great Mother's Day gift for a mom, a friend. Grab one for yourself, grab one for a friend. And this week, Melissa was also over on the Encourage blog, and we have an excerpt that we've are sharing from You Are Made for This, and we're also hosting a giveaway of her book. And so if you are listening to this episode live the day that it comes out, you still have time to go and enter that giveaway. So we will put the links in the show notes. But Melissa, just thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your mama heart and just your faithfulness to encourage those moms like us who are in the thick of it. What is one final word of encouragement you'd like to give?
I would say, mamas, you know, just I think I will say, pause it for me for a second. I think for one great final note is probably my favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, they're for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So mamas, you have hope in the Lord, and no matter what, just rely on Him and just know that He has amazing plans for you and your children, and He has equipped you to be their mama. I'm so excited to be able to be in your homes and be just equip you and just know through all the words that I've written, I just pray that it just touches so many different lives in so many positive ways to bring more mamas closer to the Lord and closer to their children as well. Thank you so much, Becky, for having me on the podcast. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for being here. And friends, you can learn more about Melissa. You can find her on Instagram, Melissa Horvath, or at Sweetwater Decor, and check out the good things that she is doing there. Until next time, friends.
The Encourage Podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.